Mr. Marshall, a listener has asked us, what's the big deal about methane release in the north?
Well, what's happening in the north is that methane is being released slowly as temperatures warm. And we know that temperatures have been warming more in the Arctic and the Antarctic than the rest of the world. And there are huge reserves of methane that are now trapped, either in permafrost, which is, permanently frozen ground, or on the seabed, on the bed of the Arctic Ocean. And as the planet warms, that methane is being released, increasingly being released. And of course, methane is a potent greenhouse gas, so it contributes even further to climate change and the warming of the planet.
Earlier this year, Canada and the U.S. jointly promised to cut methane emissions by 40 to 45% by the year 2025. Is that going to help?
It will help. The methane that's being addressed in those kinds of regulations are methane that comes from industrial operations. So mostly oil and gas operations where you have methane leaks that occur through the production of oil or from the transport of natural gas. So it's a related issue because addressing those sources of methane will reduce the amount of emissions we have will reduce the impact of climate change, and that will have the potential for keeping the methane that's the natural methane that's locked in the permafrost and on the Arctic seabed. Those sources of methane are going to stay in place because the planet won't warm as much.
But is there anything that can be done directly to address this issue of methane being released in the north?
The only thing that can be done is to limit as much as possible the amount of global warming we experience. This is why going for much lower temperature limits and striving to reach them is important. So the Paris Agreement in December said that we should be striving to limit global temperatures, global rise in temperatures, to 1.5 degrees Celsius. For a long time, the world had agreed to a 2-degree limit. And the reason why that may seem like a small temperature difference, it's quite important because the lower that we are able to limit temperature rises to, the lower the potential is for abrupt climate changes that would happen, for example, with a large release of methane in the north. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas. It's 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. And we know that there are vast stores of methane that are now trapped. So limiting as much as possible the global warming experience gives us a better chance that all that methane that's stored in the north will continue to be locked into frozen soil or frozen seabed.
Is some already being released?
Yes. Because there has been considerable warming already, and because warming is happening about twice as fast in the far north than it is in the rest of the planet, we're actually the emissions from methane that's being released from the Arctic is actually accelerating. We're getting greater and greater emissions that are coming from there, and we know that that's going to continue. The question is whether we're going to be, now the amount of methane that's there is much, much larger than what's been released so far. And so we want to keep as much of it locked in to frozen ground as we can. But the reality is that emissions have been increasing because the ground is melting, because the sea ice is melting and the seabeds are melting as well with the warming oceans.
Thank you very much for explaining this.
No problem at all.